I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Russia claims progress in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. At the same time, Ukraine announces the capture of another Russian village in the border area where it launched a surprise counteroffensive 2 weeks ago. The August 6th incursion has boosted morale among Ukrainian forces. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says Ukraine now claims to control over 90 settlements in the western Russia city.
A vast number of internally displaced people who were in Russian territory there are now displaced and heading north and eastward away from the conflict.
They're heading straight into towns where SGA partners with Russian churches to hold Christian summer camps for kids. Believers quickly switched gears to meet the new needs on their doorsteps. You can help bring the hope of Christ to suffering people on both sides of the war through SGA. We'll connect you in the full report online. And imagine a place where fear and pain are replaced by hope and healing, a sanctuary where survivors of sex trafficking can reclaim their lives. This is what AMG International's Demarius House represents in Greece. AMG's Brian Dennett first visited Demarius House last year with his wife.
We were in tears hearing their stories, how women are taken advantage of. It's just heartbreaking. And then to see how their lives have changed as a result of our program, and many of them turning to Christ, is just so touching.
The results of Demarius House's recovery program speak for themselves with a 76% success rate.
There's such joy in seeing these families come out of this and be whole and be loved and find, you know, the greatest love we have in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, where listeners are supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.